A bitch from Tennessee likes the ball smack. A bitch from Memphis, Tennessee. She say ball smack. Me and my girls, we be bumping your show. We love you, nigga. You make us laugh at work. Anyway, here's my question. I kind of already know where I want to go with this, but I want to run this past you. I had a little get-together the other night at my house. A few homegirls and a few niggas, you know, barbecue, drinks, etc. I was in my kitchen with a few of my closest bitches, and my man, who doesn't live with me, my man had finished his drink, and one of my bitches asked him, would you like another drink? You like Belvedere and Cranberry, right? This nigga smiles at this bitch, and she fixes his drink all fast and gives it to him. And I didn't trip at the moment it happened, but because I was kind of faded. But after it was over, I was kind of puzzled, and I'm ready to go check this bitch behind this. How do you feel about this, boss man? See that shit right there? I hope y'all niggas felt that. See, yeah, I think your homegirl was out of pocket for fixing your niggas' drink. But at the same time, you should have been a real bitch and should have been anticipating your nigga needing a drink instead of being one of them shitty bitches that don't like to fix your nigga a drink when you see the nigga need a drink. So you let another bitch show you up and now you want to be mad.
That's a good point.
I would have been a happy, matter of fact, I'd have been like, I'd have pointed that shit out. Soon as she finished making me a drink, I'd have been like, see, now why couldn't your motherfucking ass make me a drink?
Wow.
And clown your ass right then. And then we wouldn't have no misunderstandings about, oh, is this bitch trying to get at my nigga and whatever. See,
That wouldn't even happen, huh?
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, you know, bitches need to look out for they niggas if they don't want no other bitches to take they niggas. I'm just saying.